Yes, it is the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Monday. Happy Monday to everyone out there. Before I get started with the mixtape, I just want to send prayers, thoughts and prayers to everyone that was involved or affected by the Central Texas flooding. It happened on 4th of July weekend. At least 82 people have died in connection with the flash floods. And it was a lot going on. Pretty sad, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are still need help out there. So I just want to give a shout out to HEB. They're doing the Lord's work, man. They sent their disaster relief team to Kerrville and all the surrounding areas over there to help feed first responders and the community or whoever needs it. And they also have a tear pad campaign where customers can contribute to the Spirit of Giving Fund. So you could do it in the store. You could go online at HEB.com for more information. So just kind of want to give a little update on that and little thoughts and prayers to everyone affected by that. I had to check on Lopez because he was on vacation in the Hill Country.
Yeah.
So, oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't realize that because I've never been to Central Texas like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So he said he was going to the Hill Country with the family and all that. And I seen on the news, they were like, they brought up the Hill Country.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a minute, Lopez. So I had to check on him. He said he's good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's good. His family safe and all that. But
yeah, so like, definitely, like you said, HEB and everybody who's helping out people in Central Texas. I have family that's from Kerrville. I have a little bit of family still there. They were, according to my mom, they were okay. It's just it's scary, and just seeing some of the footage is just crazy.
Yeah, it's super scary, man. Children's, I know Camp Mystic was affected by it.
Okay,
with the children and the counselors and stuff like that, man. So sad, man. So, like I said, I just want to give a little thoughts and prayers to everyone that was affected with that.
Absolutely.
As I continue on the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So, I'm looking to get a new car pretty soon.
Okay.
And something happened on July 1st where, for the state of Texas, they got rid of the paper temporary tags now.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, apparently, they you had a lot of people stealing, or not stealing, but making fake tags and putting them on cars and committing crimes and stuff like that.
Of course.
Yeah. So, here is KHOU Houston with the story on this.
Starting July 1st, no more paper license plates in Texas. Drivers will leave the car lot with permanent metal tags installed.
Yeah, lawmakers hoping the change will curb crime, but thieves could still target your metal plates.
In August 2021, a New Orleans police officer visiting Houston was shot and killed. The getaway car had bogus temporary tags, highlighting a big problem. A loophole in Texas law let fake car dealerships print and sell temporary plates, and criminals took advantage of that. Now, a new law aims to stop the fraud by eliminating paper plates.
Without paper tags, crooks are going to need, you know, some way to hide the identity of their car, and stealing a hard tag is one way. More than likely, we're going to see is more of a rise of the stolen hard tags.
It may sound like a small crime, but it can lead to big headaches, from toll violations to crimes committed in your name.
So that's a little scary. And the first thing I thought about was, how can I prevent this, man? Because I know some people have some special plates where it take a long time for you to steal your license plate. But some other people just got a screw right there. So you could just show up with a screwdriver and unscrew it and steal somebody's license plate.
And be gone in a flash.
Yep. So here's more from KHOU on what you can do to prevent this. What type of special screw you need?
That's why Sergeant Hicks recommends swapping out the standard screws on your plates with these.
Tamper-resistant screws for our license plates.
They look almost identical, but the difference is in the head. Once they are installed, they require a special tool to remove, which makes it much harder for a thief to nab.
Hopefully, the crook won't have the one that matches your plate. make him go somewhere else.
By the way, these tamper-proof screw sets can be easily found online or at a hardware store.
Nah, I'm not the coldest beer in the fridge. I ain't gonna lie. But do you think the criminals be sitting there watching this new segment like, huh, all right, so I can't use a screwdriver. Let me go to Amazon. Let me go to the hardware store and get this special screwdriver that these people are using right now.
That's what caught my attention. Hopefully the criminals don't have the special tool. So I'm on a wing and a prayer here that this career criminal does not have the special tool to swipe my license plate.
Yeah.
I don't know about that, man.
Yeah. I'm a little worried about that. I do think, I have a few questions too about leaving the,
a lot of questions.
Yeah, I have a couple questions about leaving the parking lot or leaving the car lot with the hard plates. Like, are you good? You ain't got to go to the DMV or anything like that. So you just good?
Yeah, like everything is registered right away. Because sometimes these dealerships, they be taking a while to send your information in.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on where you go.
So I wonder what type of hard, is it like a hard temporary plate or... I'm just kind of curious, man, because it seemed like that will help a lot if you just go on and get your plates and be done. You ain't got to go. You ain't got to stand in line and at the DMV and all that stuff. Yeah. But I'm a little curious about these special screws that you could just pick up from the hardware store.
I mean, how soon before you're looking to, like, are you actively looking for a new car? Or?
Yeah,
it's going to happen soon.
Yeah, it's going to happen soon. Okay. Probably in the next month.
Hey, man, invest in that too, brother. Invest in that too.
I want to put the damn club on there at this point, man. Like, y'all ain't taking my car.
Put a club on your license plate.
Put a little mini little lock or something, man. Like, just don't. And by the way, I did have my license plate stolen before. My front
really?
One. Yeah, my front one. And it's a hassle to try to get another one.
I bet.
Now, was that here?
No, it wasn't here. It was when I lived up in Cleveland.
Okay.
And Ohio actually have a rule where you got to have a front license plate.
Yeah
some states, a lot of states do, actually.
Same here. Yeah.
A lot of, okay, yeah.
A lot of states do.
Because I know, like, Michigan didn't have that. So if you had, like, a rental car that didn't have a front license plate, you was good. But if it was, like, Ohio plate, then you'll get a ticket for that.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I have to plead ignorance on the whole story, though, because I kept seeing this headline that said, like, starting July 1st, paper plates are going to be banned in Texas. And I kept thinking they were talking about paper plates that you eat off of. And I'm a big paper plate guy because I don't want to do the dishes.
Hey, you know what, Luke? I am, too.
Yeah.
I hate doing dishes.
And I was like, what? They're going to ban that July 1st? And then finally, after seeing this headline so many times, I clicked on the story and I watched the video and they said the license plate. I said, oh, okay. Thank goodness. So I could still use my paper plates.
Hey, Fig, you had Luke scared over here, man. Yeah. No more paper plates in Texas?
You thought we was living in Seattle, huh?
Yeah. I don't want to do the dishes.
Yeah, you got to pay for your paper bags and all that stuff, mm-hmm. man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's not just Seattle. That's the Pacific Northwest. I mean, I lived in Portland, so, I mean, I believe we had to pay for them there, too.
Yeah.
Washington and Oregon side.
Yeah, no, I went to Seattle one time. I just went to the store. I think it was like a Walgreens or something, or Walmart. And they asked if I wanted a bag. I'm like, yeah, sure. Man, that price went jacked up a little bit. I'm like, I could carry this stuff myself. I only had one thing.
It's like 15 cents now.
Yeah, I'm like.
When they started, it was like 5 cents.
Yeah.
And it jumped up over
I think I got it when it was about 15 cents. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I only got one thing. I think I just had like some toothpaste or something. I'm like, nope, I don't need no bag. And y'all doing this right.
I think California might be on the same thing, though. I haven't lived in Cali in over a decade now, but I believe when I go back, I think I do pay for bags there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
I hate paying for bags. Like, I don't want to pay for this. Yeah. I'm already paying for the food.
No, it helps you bring your own stuff, your own bag. So I guess it is helping save the environment a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I ain't trying to pay for no bags that I'm going to throw away anyway.
Nah.
All right. It's the Mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. So a man... on the north side of Houston was arrested for stealing tools out of someone's garage and doing something like that. I feel like Judge Joe Brown. I think he would refer to this move he did after the fact kind of a crackhead move to him.
The Harris County Precinct 1 Constable's Office would like you to take a good look at this guy. They say he's behind an outlandish scam. 38-year-old David Saucier caught on camera last month stealing tools from a garage in North Houston. He then approaches the homeowners, telling them, hey, I know who stole the tools and offers help get them back. The homeowners didn't fall for it and called 911. Saucier took off. The constable's office tells us he's been doing this while out on bond for a previous theft.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Some people just can't get right, man.
Yeah, that reminds me of the scene from Coming to America when they stole all their stuff. And then the guy come back, hey, I got some gold toothbrushes for you.
Oh, man.
That's the classic move, is stealing yes. it and then and like, to I can help you find that.
Yeah, man. That sounds a little crackhead-ish
he need his
to
ass,
me a little bit.
He need his ass kicked.
Yeah, no.
He need his ass kicked.
No, me, how ignorant I can be, I probably would be like, oh, word? All right. Come on. All right, let's go get it then.
Let's go
get knowing damn well I know you did it. And then would have whooped his ass on the spot. And give me my stuff back, too, yeah. man. What's wrong with you?
Stealing people's tools out their garage, man.
Did
they catch this guy yet? I mean, well, I guess they called the cops on
I think they called him.
I do hear about that.
I live in North Houston, so please catch him.
Yeah.
Yeah, hope you don't have a tool shed out there. I hear about that a lot, though, like tools getting stolen. I'm not a handyman. I don't have tools. I don't have some fancy garage. But I hear that a lot. Like, is there a real value in that, in stealing these tools? I feel like if you're going to steal something, you got to go bigger than stealing someone's like toolbox and selling the tools.
Yeah,
some of these toolboxes.
Yeah. See, the thing is, I think this stuff is worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
But if you are, you know, a crackhead, drug addict, something like that, you selling it for dirt cheap.
You gonna steal anything?
Yeah. You not selling it for the right price. You might try to sell it for a lot of money.
Yeah.
But ain't nobody about to give you all that money. So you're going to sell probably some type of tool that's usually like maybe $300. Probably sell it for like $40, $50.
If you're in the market to buy something from a crackhead, always barter.
Yeah, yeah.
Never pay full price. Don't ask how I know. Just do it.
I love this right, comment. Someone will steal Figgy's tools, then charge him to do the pathway.
Hey, the text line wins again, man.
Yeah. So, hopefully this guy's off the street.
I sincerely hope so.
Yeah. All right, real quick, I'll get y'all out of here on this. Have y'all been keeping up with the whole Malik Beasley thing?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Him being investigated over some gambling allegations.
Yep.
And all that stuff. I feel like we're going to see more of this in the future.
Of course.
But here is Bomani Jones pretty much talking about this situation and how much money he owed to a barber.
Malik Beasley owes his landlord, Dan Gilbert, a celebrity barbershop with a long roster of NBA stars, won a $26,827 judgment against Beasley. How do you run up a $27,000 bill at the barbershop? If y'all from Milwaukee, tell me about what's going on at Cairo Cuts, because apparently they cutting the fuck out of heads. In January, a Minnesota dentist won a $34,390 default judgment against Beasley. The dentist started garnishing Beasley's paychecks from the Pistons in February. Court records show Malik Beasley has made $60 million in the NBA. And my question about that garnishment is, who else is on his check if the dentist ain't got his $35,000 yet? Malik Beasley, you are officially known as the brokest to the whole NBA.
I never knew somebody in the NBA like this. And I think he racked up a good amount of money where he could be good for life.
He could be.
Yeah, 60 mil, he said, right? You make 60
said
million.
He made 60 million.
That's all you need.
Yeah.
If you're smart.
Dog, how are you that much in debt like that?
The haircut thing, though.
That's absurd.
Owe that much for haircuts?
I know. I did the math for my. That'd be 415 haircuts for me.
Man.
Unpaid.
415.
Yeah.
I ain't got no hair, so I don't worry about that stuff.
Have you had 415? 50
yeah, in my life, right?
Yeah, life. I don't even know if I had that in my life.
I know what's going on. They have like dancers there too. How is it? How are you spending so much money?
The only thing I could think of is maybe he's flying the barber out or something like that.
It's kind of that's what I'm thinking.
It's jacking up the price. That's maybe he charged about $250 or $300 a cut or something like that.
Fair. I'll be still honest not worth it.
I hear what some of these haircuts go for now, and I'm like, I'm glad I'm bald.
It's crazy
because it's ridiculous. Dudes is paying like upward of $150 to $200 that ain't really got it like that for a haircut, for a lineup.
Yeah.
Y'all tripping.
It was somebody, and recently, I didn't even put this in the mixtape, but somebody from Houston, a well-known barber in Houston, was trying to do a membership. So you pay $150, I want to say, a month, and you get like four haircuts. And my first thought was, who the hell getting four haircuts in a month?
I mean, that's... hey, I know dudes that go in. I used to know dudes that was in the barbershop once a week. People do it.
Yeah, the most I go is every other week. I would go every other Friday. So and that's on the bougie side. Just trying to stay cut and clean.
Yeah.
But man, four haircuts a month.
I ain't got them problems no more. I ain't got to go to nobody barbers. I ain't got no hair. So
$150 a month.
Yeah.
Ain't no
way. Also, knock on wood, I've been lucky with the dental stuff, but he owed a dentist, what, $35,000? What's $35,000?
So I listened to that, Bomani, I listened to that, and yeah, he was going in on him about the teeth.
What was he getting, a grill?
Like, what was wrong with his teeth?
Yeah. He must have got some implants or something.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just seems like a lot of money. I don't know.
And the dentist garnished his wages. Yeah. That's even crazier.
How would you feel if you was pretty much the GM of that team or the owner of that team, and now you got some dentist company hitting you up like, hey, we need to garnish his check? That would put me in a bad mood. I'm like, dog, nah, I'm about to trade your ass.
Yeah, I'll be like,
ass to the Wizards, man.
Like, it's not like it's the government that's garnishing his wages, which they will do depending on the circumstance.
It's worse.
It's a dentist.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
I'd rather have the government.
really?
Like, dog, don't have the dentist calling my phone. I'm paying you money. I'm paying you more than this.
A lot of money.
You could afford to pay this out, man.
A lot of money.
Brutal. And that's how you get yourself into that type of situation with the gambling and all that sort of stuff. Hey, appreciate it. The Figgy's mixtape of this time each and every day, as always, here on In the Loop. When we come back, we'll catch up with the fellas from the drive, but also the Astros. It's remarkable how they keep doing this. Is this the most impressive version of the Astros we have ever seen? Get to that next. It's In the Loop.